Okay, one of the more well-known and famous questions in Parsha Vayikra is why there's a small aleph at the beginning of Vayikra. Why is the aleph small? Why wasn't it written, the aleph of Vayikra, the same size as all of the other letters in that word? We're going to mention, I think, four different explanations for why there's a small aleph. We'll try and develop ideas relevant to each one. The most famous explanation is that of the Baal HaTurim, which is based on a comment of Rashi. Rashi writes that Vayikra El Moshe, there's a difference in how Hashem refers to, how Hashem interacts with the Nevi'im of Klal Yisrael, with a person like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Vayikra. He calls them, it's Lashon of Chibah, it's Lashon of care and concern and love, as opposed to Vayikar. Vayikar is how Hashem interacts with the Nevi'im of the Umos HaOlam, with the non-Jewish prophets. That's how Hashem interacts with Bilam HaRasha. That Vayikar implies not a well-thought-out sense of chiba and sense of care and concern, but rather something else. What it really implies is a something to do with happenstance. It happened to be Vayikar. God happened to interact with them. That's a lashon of genai and arai. It sounds not as permanent. It sounds not as chashuv. That's what Rashi says the difference between Vayikra and Vayikar. Says the Baal HaTurim that what was happening was as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe is the un of Mikol Adam. So because Moshe Rabbeinu is the un of Mikol Adam, Moshe doesn't want to write about himself, Vayikra, as if Moshe is a person worthy of the Lashon Chiba from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe wants to write it as Vayikar. Moshe wants to write it as Vayikar. So what Moshe ends up doing is Moshe writes, Hashem says to him, Lichtov Gam Ba'Aleph. No, you got to make sure there's an Aleph there. V'kasva Ketana. So Moshe wrote the Aleph in a small font. I have to write it, Hashem said so. But Moshe writes it in a bit of a small font. The small aleph is because of the anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sefer Pardes Yosef points out an interesting halacha that we learned from here, from the Achronim. Pesachei Tshuva writes, if you ever have a letter in Chumash that's supposed to be big, and instead you write it small, that's still kosher in a Chumash. Where do we see that from? Some of the Achronim say, we see that from here, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to write an aleph, and he wrote a small aleph. Kanirah, writing a small aleph is still considered to be kosher. One thing which I think is interesting, I have to double check this, but the same idea that Baal HaTurim, his father, the Rush, has it in the Rush's Perush al HaTorah, and there's a bit of a difference, I believe. In the Baal HaTurim's version, Hashem said write the Aleph, and Moshe chose to write the small Aleph. In the Rush's version, Moshe said to Hashem, I can't write the Aleph, I just can't do it. And Hashem told Moshe, so you write it a little bit small. It wasn't Moshe's idea, it was the Ribbono Shel Olam telling Moshe, I know that you're an Anav, I know that you're there, so you yourself can write it. You yourself can write it as being small. That's Mahalach number one, the Anivas, the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, not writing to write Vayikra, wanting to write instead Vayikar. The Chidah quotes in the Sefer called Toras HaChidah. The Chidah quotes in the Sefer Yalkut Reuveni, that with the following pshat. The small aleph is because Moshe Rabbeinu Vayikra, the word that's used to describe the interaction with Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikra, Moshe Rabbeinu is entirely shalem, but there's something not entirely shalem about Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikra is a bit of something missing, it's like the small aleph, because Moshe Rabbeinu was pirish min ha'isha, because Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself from Tzipora, and this day of Yalkut Reuveni says that there was something wrong with Moshe Rabbeinu for separating himself from Tzipora, and therefore Vayikra, Moshe, it's a lashon of chiba, Moshe, you're so wonderful, but there's something missing a little bit, so the aleph's going to be a little bit small as a reference, as a remnant to the fact that Moshe was not entirely shalem, he was pirish min ha'isha. The Chidah is very uncomfortable with this pshat. The Chidah says, I don't think this is true at all. Moshe Rabbeinu is a person, is not, like the Gabe Didei, eno chisar and lifrish min ha'isha, that Moshe Rabbeinu separating from Tzipora was not a sin or a lack of shlemus for Moshe Rabbeinu. It would be for most of us, but for Moshe Rabbeinu to be for who he was and the need to separate himself in a certain sense from this world, for Moshe wasn't a chisar. So Chidah says, I very much prefer the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu really was a function of Moshe being an unav, the first idea, instead of this idea that it references on some level the chisaron of Moshe Rabbeinu. The third pshat, which is somewhat well known, is a comment of the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar tells us that there is a Maimer Chazal. Chazal tell us that when Ketanim start to learn, this is the practice in many places, although not all. My son, I remember that the first thing that they learned when he started Kita Aleph was the first parak of Vayikra. Then they went back to Bereishis. Then they learned Vayikra again, a year or two later, a couple years later when they're a little bit more ready for it. But the minhag is, the Chazal tell us, that kids often start with learning. Kids often start learning with Sefer Vayikra. Therefore, says the Kliyakar, a remez in the small aleph is that small children start learning from Vayikra. Small children start learning from Vayikra. That's why it has a small aleph. Why do kids start learning from Sefer Vayikra? So the Medrash says, because ma karbanos tehorim, afatinokos tehorim. That just like kids, karbanos are pure, children are pure also. So we begin with Vayikra because it's appropriate that children begin with Sefer Vayikra because they are in touch with, and it's appropriate because they are pure, just like the karbanos are pure. Just a short ha'ara. The kids are learning it because they're pure. It's also a small aleph. Purity is often not found in things that are always as gadol. They're found in things which are sometimes shalim. Even if it's a little bit smaller, it can still be very, very pure. The Bali Musri speak about that sometimes, that we make a bracha first on a small challah, which is shalim, rather than something larger, which isn't. And there's something here about ketanim. Ketanim are the small alephs, but they are tehorim. That's at least three ideas thus far. Number one, the anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu. I can't write the hay. Either Hashem told him to make it small, or Moshe Rabbeinu himself made it small. We learn halacha lemaisa that Piskei Tshuva, at least from some days in Achronim, if you change the size, it's considered to be okay. We saw Yaakov Rabbeinu that there's something missing in Moshe Rabbeinu. He was perish min ha'isha. He does uncomfortable at that. No, Moshe Rabbeinu is great. No problems with Moshe Rabbeinu. He is. It's rather the anivus idea. For the Kliyakar, it's a reference to the children who are going to be learning Sefer Yikra from the beginning. The Chalban has a very beautiful insight based on the comment of the Zohar. The Chalban offers the following explanation. It says it's similar to that Yaakov Rabbeinu with a twist. The small aleph is a reference to a chisaron, but the chisaron that was there was not in Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a chisaron that was found in Knesset Yisrael, in particular in Klal Yisrael, that was going to be found in this Mishkan. It's true the Mishkan was there, Vayikra, it's opening Torah to Kohanim, but there's some chisaron taking place within Klal Yisrael, some chisaron manifesting itself within this Mishkan. What is that chisaron? The chisaron is that Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael. They're still in Chutz La'aretz. And so long as you're in Chutz La'aretz, there's not the full sense of Shleimus and the full sense of Hashras HaShchina that there is in the Beis HaMikdash when it's there in Eretz Yisrael. That is something which in many ways is being taught here, but the lack in a certain sense of the Hashras HaShchina, which is present, it's a small aleph at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that's, and we're going to have a Vayikra with a full aleph, a Vayikra with a full Hashras HaShchina. The Chalban points out something which I think is very, very interesting in light of this. If that's true, as the Zohar seems to indicate, so is it not interesting that Dor HaMidbar was Zocha to Nisim Gluyim all the time? If really on some level this generation was not on the Madrega to have the full aleph, they were not on the level of the full aleph, they were still by the small aleph because they weren't yet in Eretz Yisrael, well, wasn't that generation, didn't they merit so many revealed miracles that the Jews who would enter into Eretz Yisrael would not be able to really merit? Isn't that sort of what's happening here? So the Chalban offers the following suggestion. Maybe we'll say it a little bit differently than he does. What the Chalban suggests is that Nisim Gluyim on some level are very, very real, and they do represent a form of Hashras HaShchina, but it's still a small aleph. Because the highest Madrega, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, was the Hashgacha of the Ribono Shel Olam in a very powerful way, even when it wasn't Galoy. That they were able to work the land, to perform mitzvos as a result of the produce that would grow from that land, to be able to recognize it's not kochi ve'otzim yadi, asali yisachayel zeh, it wasn't me that did all of it, but to take from those produce and to offer bikurim to Ribono Shel Olam, to realize the presence of Hashem, not when it's nisim gluyim, that's the small aleph, to be able to recognize the presence of Hashem, vayikra with an aleph mali, that part of what Eretz Yisrael represents is that ability to recognize Hashem, not always through revealed miracles, but ideally, through just the day-to-day living, to be cognizant of the presence of the Shechina. So we find the Vayikra, the small aleph. What's the small aleph all about? Four different insights. Insight number one, it's the anivas of Moshe Rabbeinu. How could I write Vayikar? How could it be? Mahalach number two, Yaakov Rabbeinu, that there was some chisaron in Moshe. He wasn't deserving of the full Vayikra, because Moshe was perish min ha'isha. Chida says don't suggest that at all. Moshe is being poished from the Isha is not a chisaron at all. Mahalif number three, the Kliyakar, the small aleph, because the Ketanim begin. Zefer Yikra, the Tahorim should come and learn that which is Tahor. And Mahalach number four, the Chalban from the Zohar, because they were still in Chutz Laaretz. And the ultimate Mikdash in Eretz Yisrael, there by Yikra, it's going to be full, complete Hashras Hashchina. Here, so long as you're in Chutz, there's still a little bit of a Chisaron. Very powerful insights about the importance of Anivas. Very important insights about the value of being in Eretz Yisrael and being able to appreciate all that that represents. Shkoyach, guys.